This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The members of the 2011 class of the Arkansas Business Hall of Fame have been announced. L. Dixon Flake, co-founder and chairman of Colliers International, Wallace Fowler, CEO and chairman of Fowler Foods Incorporated, Donald Soderquist, retired senior vice chairman of Walmart, and Leland Tollett, former chairman and CEO of Tyson Foods Incorporated, will be inducted next February. The Arkansas Business Hall of Fame was founded in 1999, and Nancy Hart, Director of Constituent Relations, explains how a former dean of the Sam M. Walton College of Business got the idea for this honor.
Our former dean had witnessed this kind of activity sponsored by other universities in other states and thought that it was important that the state of Arkansas have some means of recognizing outstanding business leaders that had contributed to the state and had lasting impact on its recognition and business community and so forth. So it was started as a project of our Dean's Executive Advisory Board, and the Walton College serves as the, enabling arm in that we do all the staffing and so forth for the event. The selection of the inductees is totally independent of the Walton College. We do not have a voice in who is selected. We have an independent group of business leaders from around the state that make those selections. Anyone in the state or outside the state can nominate someone, and at the discretion of the committee, the selection committee, that's who's inducted each year.
The Arkansas Business Hall of Fame's website provides a form that people can fill out when nominating an inductee.
They do not necessarily have to fill out that form, but the form does ask questions that helps answer questions about why that person should be inducted and, you know, and about his or her activities and accomplishments and so forth. Those nominations are given to the selection committee, and that's what they use to determine who's chosen. So it's important that even though someone nominating a person doesn't actually have to fill out that information, the information contained in that form is very important that the committee have in order for them to see, you know, the qualifications of the individual being nominated.
Anyone may nominate a business leader for the Arkansas Business Hall of Fame. As time has passed, well-known business leaders have been inducted, and new inductees have become a little more difficult to find.
And it's not that the people are any less deserving. It's just that they may be not as well known, you know. And so that is an ongoing process of trying to get the word out to people that we are seeking nominations. And in fact, this last year, we restructured our nominating committee. And now this committee is a group of 20 individuals that really represent the whole state. We have them from Siloam Springs to Jonesboro to Stuttgart to Magnolia, El Dorado, you know, all over the state who are serving on this nominating committee. And their charge is to get the word out there about this recognition event and to help identify people who are worthy of induction and, in fact, even nominate them if that be the case, you know. So that is an ongoing effort of ours and one that we need all the help we can get, you know, to help identify worthy people.
Inductees are selected by a committee comprised of members from the Dean's Executive Advisory Board. Since its inception, 50 individuals have been honored. Each year, the committee selects a maximum of 4 nominees to be inducted into the Arkansas Business Hall of Fame.
There cannot be more than 4 people. There does not have to be 4, but there cannot be more than 4. There have been a couple of years when we have inducted a man and wife, and that has and that has counted as one induction because the individuals concerned were involved in the same business and therefore were responsible for the successes of that business. And in other words, they were a partnership in the leadership of that company. So, for instance, J.B. and John L. Hunt were inducted a few years ago. Now, obviously, because of both of their involvement in the business, it would be hard to say, okay, who's really responsible for the success of that business? They both played different roles in it, but probably the success would not have come without either one of them.
Hart explains that nominees must be Arkansans either by birth or by choice. Some of the other criteria committee members consider is if the nominees have made a significant impact as a business leader, if they've had concern for improving their community as a business, and if they have displayed the highest level of ethics in their business dealings. Hart notes that inductees are not limited to those with an affiliation to the University of Arkansas or the Walton College.
While we do, the grunt work for the event, it's not our activity. It's something that we want the whole state to be proud of and to be involved in. And, that has been the case. When we ask for sponsorships to fund the event each year, and it is funded independent of the Walton College. The only contribution the Walton College is staff time that it takes for us to plan and organize the event and the selection and so forth. And we have people from businesses and individuals from all over the state who help support this event each year. So it's the state's event. It's not the university's event.
The Arkansas Business Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be February 11th, 2011, at the State House Convention Center in Little Rock. More information is available by calling 479-575-6146. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.